All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our midweek adjacent for Wednesday, May 3rd?
3rd.
Friday, May 3rd.
May 3rd.
I messed that whole thing up. Everything about that said
well,
was wrong.
It's the mess up that refreshes.
Yeah. I started with April, Friday,
May.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Yep.
What are you drinking over there?
I'm having a peanut butter milk stout nitro.
Nice.
You're right. I don't know why they put the nitro at the end on every one of these. I think they don't respect the nitro, in all
they
honesty.
Don't.
No, they're like, that nitro is a little bitch. And
that's why they left it off of this one.
I have one of those, too. That's not a nitro.
So should I go with the Irish cream porter, Tahitian of vanilla and cocoa nibs?
It's a nitro.
Yeah, it is a nitro.
My goodness, I can't believe it. Well,
that they stole it from this one.
You should always start with the nitro, as far as I'm concerned.
Starting with the nitro. Yeah. So this is our midweek adjacent where we're talking about what are we watching? What are you watching?
Well, I went
Anything
to see a concert
common?
Movie, Espa.
Yes,
but
we
talked
about
that during the Woopa.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I took my son to see Boy Kills World.
Did you? And
yes.
How was it? Was it glorious?
It was bonkers, man. It was just about as gory and bloody and violent and weird and crazy as you can imagine.
I can't wait.
Yeah. It was action-packed. And
are you talking about going to it again or no? You're done with it one time enough?
On the fence.
All right.
It takes place in sort of an alternate place.
Is it a multiverse?
Well, it's a totalitarian regime where this one family sort of rules the city, and I don't know how far their reach extends, but they took over, and they were sort of freedom fighters.
Yeah.
But it's essentially a totalitarian regime, and every year they do the culling, where anybody who's a potential revolutionary gets dragged out of the crowd, and then they have a TV show where they murder them.
Okay.
That's sort of designed to almost be like a children's show with costumed, like, pirates and a big giant pineapple.
Yeah, I think I seem to remember something from the preview.
Yeah.
It's all branded with cereals and stuff.
There is a cereal involved, yes. And
see, I remember things.
Our main
Even
characters...
Even in a beer-fueled haze.
Yeah, our main character's mother and sister were cold, and he was saved by this mysterious...
Cold being C-U-L-L-E-D.
Right.
Not cold... C-O-L-D.
Yeah, they weren't... It wasn't that they didn't have a jacket.
Yes.
They were shot in the head.
Oh, man.
So he's trained by this mysterious character, the shaman, to become the ultimate fighting machine.
I really wish this had just a little bit more sweetness to it.
Yeah. I don't blame you. When you see Irish cream ale...
Tahitian vanilla and cocoa nibs.
And
it
not,
sounds
and,
like it should be...
Yeah,
like,
there should be some sweetness to that. No.
Hmm.
Man, false advertising, man.
They put the nitro forward.
I will say it was a cool film. I can see it becoming a big sort of cult thing.
Bonkers in the same like
yes. Yep. Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Except, you knew where I was going.
Exactly. Okay. What was that movie called that we liked so much?
Two Gun Man.
Yeah. Javier Kills.
I don't remember.
Man, it's right on the tip of my tongue. But
I'm going to find it.
Yeah, this one was a bit gorier as far as that goes. One guy gets killed by a...
One Punch Man.
No, exactly. No, Two-Fisted Man. Two-Fisted Gunman. One guy gets killed by them accidentally dropping a vice.
Guns Akimbo.
Guns Akimbo.
Yes.
By dropping a machine shop vice on his head. They're holding it over him, threatening him. Talk or we drop this, and dude loses his grip on it, crushes the dude's head. You know?
I'm calling some bullshit.
Okay.
All right, I just pulled up Guns Akimbo. What do you think its IMDb rating is?
85.
6.3 out of 10. So basically 63.
I'm
going to Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
The Tomatomer. I'm checking it out.
It should be better than that, but that's not terrible, terrible, you know?
I will
that's
be
still certified fresh, right?
Well, that was the IMDb score.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes right now. Rotten Tomatoes has 71 reviews.
Mm-hmm.
52%.
Oh, you guys
certified
suck.
Rotten.
You guys are so full of shit.
Audience score. What do you think the audience score is?
85.
40%.
Oh, audiences.
What
suck.
Kind of bullshit?
Yeah. I don't know what this world is coming to, what it's turning into.
These are all Harry Potter fans who went to this movie and they're like, I don't get it.
That's not my Harry Potter. Definitely. With those guns strapped, like, bolted to his hands.
I don't know what you mean by akimbo.
That's not a word I understand.
Is that a foreign word?
I thought it meant flexible.
All right, so it's worth seeing. I was thinking because I've got to go to Boone to maybe go see a movie, but they don't have it playing at the local movie theater.
I got to say, Skarsgård does not look like he's got an ounce of fat on him, man. They got him jacked. He's jacked up.
I think, personally, I think he actually looks like Tone Loke, and it's all CG.
I think so, exactly.
Or maybe he looks like... what's the guy from...
I'm trying to think of that song. You got what I need. I can't remember what his name
is.
Though.
That was Bismarcky.
Bismarcky. That's what he looks like. Bismarcky, but he's been totally CG'd. So.
I was thinking of the guy from Roadhouse. The doughy guy at the beginning.
The doughy guy. Are you talking about the original Roadhouse?
No. The remake where he gets into the...
Post Malone.
Post Malone. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
The doughy guy.
Doughy Malone.
Yeah, he was... Doughy Malone was pretty doughy in that movie. Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, put on some weight for this. Not like that, man. That's not what we meant.
We were thinking you were going on the MCU diet.
Yeah, we didn't mean, like, eat a bunch of cupcakes.
He's like, you're not the boss of me. You can't tell me
you need
to
be
weight.
More specific. We have a contract.
I don't have time now to get this.
I have.
It's all, I'm just big boned.
I still look like a badass. I have face tattoos.
Yeah.
So
I have face tattoos to the point where you're going to have to actually take some of them off for the video.
We need some hard makeup for this job.
All right. So what are you watching? What are we talking about? What's happening here?
So my wife and I last night watched a... once again, she's into the Korean stuff, right?
Of course.
So she found on Tubi that they have all these Korean movies and stuff. So she was like, I'm into watching a Korean movie. And so we watched Badland Hunters. I think that's on Netflix, not on Tubi, but that's what got her into it. She's like, you want to watch this? And I'm like, sure, why not? And it's a movie about a massive disaster destroys the world, like earthquakes. Like a big chasm opens up and all the cities sort of collapse around them. And then so people are sort of rebuilding their lives. And there's one apartment complex that didn't fall down.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of this...
Well-built? Or just lucky?
Just in a lucky spot. And there's this evil scientist who is experimenting illegally, trying to find a way to revive his sick daughter, who he's kept on life support.
That always works well.
Right. And he had a final breakthrough where he discovered some way to, I don't know, merge like lizard DNA with our DNA to make people pretty much unkillable. They're like Wolverine style until you cut their heads off.
Yeah, but this happened.
This lizard thing?
Yeah, this is Spider-Man and the lizard. Come on.
Well, it's probably very similar to that. Yeah, yeah. Except that like they gave it to
that
a bunch.
Guy just wanted his arm back.
Yeah, well, he was looking for regeneration as far as that goes. They are looking for a way to survive in this desolate wasteland where there's very little water because it doesn't rain anymore.
Then you don't pick lizards.
Snakes.
No.
Well, snakes can
camels.
Eat.
Camels. You pick camels.
Well, no, but...
Come on.
There's food, too. Snakes can
genetically,
eat...
Genetically, you're closer to a camel than you are a snake.
Yeah, but snakes can eat once every 3 months and still be fine with it, so...
I think camels drink less.
They probably do, but I'm sure they eat more.
Would you want to... all right. So is this show good?
It was pretty fun, actually.
Chicken nuggets?
No. I tried to talk my wife into watching the chicken nugget, but she was just like, no, I still don't think I'm going to watch any chicken nugget. And I was like, come on, man. Watch some chicken nugget.
You got to get her some wine in her and be like, yeah, let's watch some chicken nugget.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll like it?
Well, when she finishes watching all K-dramas, then nothing will be left but Chicken Nugget. So she will watch that.
And it'll be like 18 seasons of Chicken Nugget.
So there was a show that I watched before all...
I would love, just before you get into
yeah,
this, I would love if at some point you watch Chicken Nugget, and she's like, this is the greatest thing ever. Like, it's just like, she becomes a Chicken Nugget stan, and is like, you got a poster
she's
on
buying
her wall.
T-shirts, yeah. Chicken Nugget t-shirts.
Yeah, it's just all, a nugget on her...
She stops eating
a
anything
three-dimensional
but
nugget.
Chicken Nuggets. She's yeah. like, go down to McDonald's, I'm not eating anything but Chicken Nuggets now. Yeah. The show is so great. I love it. If you have to, you can go to Wendy's for chicken yes. nuggets. But other yes. than that, none of this Burger King chicken fingers. I'm not having it.
No. You got to go to the Korean chicken nuggets. That's you got to go get a Korean
no, they don't really do chicken nuggets at Korean places.
Not in that show, they don't.
Oh, okay.
They do
it's
plenty
different.
Of chicken nuggets.
Now, around here, there's but a bunch of Korean places, but they just do fried chicken. They just do regular old chicken. They do gizzards. You can get yourself some gizzards.
No, I don't know. Why would you even bring
that? Here.
Like, in this show.
Just so you know, my son wanted to go down there. Guess what he ordered?
Get himself some gizzards?
He ordered some gizzards.
Yeah, my dad loved the gizzards. Like, every holiday when we were like, we're making turkey, my dad's like, save the neck and the gizzards for me.
No problem, Dad. There's not going to be any fight for that.
It's a struggle.
I know.
But we'll let you
the
have
kids
an
are like,
man.
Oh, man.
Not the neck.
You're going to give Grandpa the gizzards? I wanted the gizzards.
Anything you pull out of the chicken or the turkey and it comes in its own little bag, they're like, we know nobody really wants this. It's ready to be thrown away.
Yeah.
But if you really want to open it up, that's the gizzards and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The livers and kidneys and whatnot.
Climb up. Mm-mm.
They're not bad. They're a little chewier than I would have expected, but they were fine.
This is taking a weird turn.
I ate a bunch of them with him because I was like, "You ain't gonna eat all them gizzards. Let me have some." I'm doing this for you, son.
Yes, I'm saving you from yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sitting there blowing bubbles with them. They're so chewy.
But I can process food better because of all the gravel.
Yeah. You've got to have like a second stomach where you swallow stones to grind
exactly.
your food together. Yeah.
I discovered that's what our, what is that organ that we have that doesn't work that they take out all the time?
The appendix?
Yeah. I learned watching a video on YouTube that's what that is.
That's where the stones fit?
Nope. That was an organ that we used to, when we ate more plant matter. That plant matter would go in there so that it could ferment, so that we could then be able to digest it,
or get drunk.
It's an organ that gorillas have because they still eat a lot of plant matter, but we stopped eating plant matter a long time ago, so it's become a vestigial organ. But I was like, wow, so that's what that's for.
We still eat plants,
but not
as a soul thing.
Right, that's the thing. Yeah. There's well, part of
once
the reason
we learned how to like make pointy things and throw them at other.
Right.
The delicious meat-based things.
Exactly. Well, they talk about, like, fiber and how, and we eat fiber because it's not, we can't digest it.
I should have eaten something before.
You're thinking of that. But anyway, on to other subjects. So it was interesting to learn what the appendix actually was for at one time.
I think that sounds theoretical. Have they been like, we got it, we figured it out?
Well, I think they've known it for a while, they just didn't tell us. Because, like, we need to know that, you know?
They were waiting for us to, like, really simmer down on the aliens thing. Yeah. Like, I think you're prepared now.
By the way, guess what your appendix is for? What?
That's why you don't eat any vegetables anyways. You're an American.
We used to eat grass. What is that about?
Your vegetable sack is only good for, like, fried food now.
Your vegetable sack is so vestigial.
We could cut it right out. In fact, it explodes on its own sometimes.
I know. Sometimes it gets so unhappy about not having any grass in it, just pops.
And you might die. All right, what else? What else have you been watching?
So we're still watching this show called What's Wrong with Secretary Kim.
Okay.
That has
more K-drama stuff.
Well, that's all she'll watch. Well, we watched Ghosts. Remember I told you?
Right.
Tell me the episodes you've seen.
I can pull up the ones that I've
seen. So you saw the one with the baseball player, right?
I did, yes.
Who could jerk himself off onto other people?
Yes, onto other people. Yes, I saw that.
He jerked himself off onto Jay.
I saw, I also saw where, what's his name, Colin's brother came into town.
Yeah, yeah. He had like a million, like vacation points because they didn't remember to restrict how many times you could, like, register.
Yeah.
That guy.
Well, it made me feel for Colin. Like, Colin seemed like a decent older brother. Like, he wanted his brother to succeed.
Yeah, yeah, and his brother seemed like he had skill and talent and a liking for his job, but what he just, because he was in his brother's shadow the whole time, he just couldn't quite get over it.
I'm calling bullshit. Well, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, his brother died a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
And
like, I do like to see a good Wet Willy, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why he felt the need to wet his finger down when he poked his ghost finger in.
Tradition, man, tradition.
I guess, yeah. So, yeah, I haven't watched the other more recent ones. There are two more.
Yeah, it's been a very short season, and
Rose... Is it over now, or is it, like...
No, I don't know that... I think it'll be back next season, but, Rose McIver has been... She's been pregnant this whole season, without question. They've constantly putting her in baggy clothes and hiding her behind things, and that's always a very solid thing.
There were 18 episodes in the first season. Let's see, second season, 16 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And current season, they are at 9 episodes.
Right. Total?
So, 9 episodes total.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, she could be, I mean, it could be because she's pregnant, or it could just be like, nobody's watching anymore. Yeah.
Well, I think this is one of the more popular shows, but it does have a big ensemble cast, so that's always problematic.
How would we judge popularity? Is the Nielsen ratings still a thing?
I think it might be. I think we were asked to be in the Nielsen ratings.
All right, I'm looking at Nielsen ratings. They have, the Nielsen.com. Mm-hmm. Now you know how that, like, they're serious. When they have Nielsen.com, man, I got to accept all of the cookies. Damn it.
Yeah, so many cookies on that computer.
Yes.
I'm surprised it's not 300 pounds.
Yeah. So, do you want to know what the top 10 rated films? This can't possibly be the
films or TV shows?
TV shows, because they're bringing in Netflix and all kinds of stuff here.
Okay. Yeah, that's where you lose it, man.
Yeah. They got Brooklyn Nine-Nine as number 9 on this.
Oh, I was going to tell you. You know the other thing I've been watching?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, the shorts. They had, like, the best insults on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
On YouTube?
Yeah. I watched that whole thing. I was up there laughing, and Marianne's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's like, you're watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine? I'm like, it's just shorts of all the greatest insults.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Munch, who Captain Holtz hated, they were enemies. And when she calls him up and she's like become the commissioner or something, and she's like, "How do you like my office?" They're on the 20th floor. He's like, "Oh, I didn't recognize you this high up without a broom under you."
he's brutal.
they were so clever, you know. And I was just, I was just laughing my ass off through that whole thing. He's so, like there's one where Peralta is to Terry. He's like, you know what? You don't have a nemesis. You know, you wish you had a nemesis. He's like, well, maybe I don't have a nemesis because I solve all my crimes. And Peralta just stares at him and goes, that's a fucked up thing to say. Like, they bleeped it out.
Those YouTube shorts.
Oh my god! It's so I loved
like they've got like 40-minute long ones that are just a cold open.
Exactly. And during that entire like set of just like shorts, there's one scene where they did the long scene because they're all insulting Boyle because he came in one time in a like they're like.
Where he was Rosa, wearing a costume?
Rosa came in a pink shirt, and they were all like, wow, you look great. And Boyle gets pissed because like when I came in a pink shirt, y'all made fun of me. And they start like doing it again. They start roasting him, you know. They start making up jokes about him wearing the pink shirt.
I might have to do another watch through.
I need to watch that show again.
So according to Nielsen, during the week of April 8th to the 14th of this month,
mm-hmm.
where do you think Ghosts falls? They only have the top 10.
And they're in the top 10?
They're in the top 10.
8.
Number 5.
All right. See?
Yeah, they got 60 Minutes. Tracker,
we watched Tracker. Tracker's fun. Tracker's, like, empty calories fun.
Young Sheldon.
I don't want that.
FBI.
No.
Ghosts.
F a bunch of FBIs.
Yeah. Ghosts.
Yeah, Ghosts is great.
Billy Joel, colon, the 100th live at MC.
Yeah, yeah. I knew that was on, but I'm not into concerts.
How could they have a concert at Madison Square Garden? That's where Godzilla has all of his eggs.
All those baby eggs. Yeah. Man, obviously they're not ecologically sound or whatever like that. I do not like a concert flick unless it's hot Korean women. So, you know, I was right out.
Well, I don't know. Oh, look. There you go.
Twinsies.
Peanut butter.
Non-nitro peanut butter. They do not make these tabs like they used to. Look, it just comes right over the frickin' neck of frickin' dirt.
What the... I think the last concert film I might have watched was Pink.
Yeah, but who was the artist?
Make sure they play.
I love it.
After Billy Joel, we've got Blue Bloods. That show's still on the air?
I know. It has the best mustache in television. Yeah. Why would it not be on the air?
And then we have number 8, FBI colon international. I didn't think FBI was supposed to be international. Then we have something called Fire Country.
Yeah, I've seen covers of it.
Number 10 is The Voice.
The Voice, okay.
So Ghost is putting up numbers, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was. Yeah. So I don't know why it's... Unless maybe they're going to do like a half season and then another half season later. That would be nice.
All right, so they have viewers. Total number of viewers. Mm-hmm. How many viewers do you think Ghosts got during this week? This would have had to have been a live...
12 million. Sorry.
6 million.
6 million.
Half of that.
Okay.
The highest, 60 Minutes, only got 8.5 million.
Yeah. It's pretty close game, I guess, huh?
Well, I mean, other than that, I mean, you got to think of maybe sports. Sports is probably, like, destroying these people.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's the thing. I had read and heard on the radio that there were, you know, they're in a bidding war over the NFL and willing to pay like ridiculous amounts of money, and the sports guy and the other guy were like, you know, it just doesn't, I'm not sure that it makes a lot of sense. And they're like, well, here's the thing about a sports, that's one of the
few, it makes sense for streaming.
Well, no, well, that's what they said, is that's one of the few times when, you know, people are actually going to tune in and watch it live.
And they can't, they're not going to skip through commercials.
Right, because they don't want to miss anything. So they're like, it's worth that money to them because they can sell the ad time. And I was like, that's actually a really good, valid point. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, Netflix is good.
Because you know how I feel about sports. Here, I'm going to give you a sound aid. Yeah.
I did it for you.
I appreciate it. You've heard me do this before, I take it.
All right. So, yes.
Or else you're just reading my mind.
Right. So the two episodes of Ghosts that I have not watched are, the most recent is The Traveling Agent.
Okay, I haven't seen that one yet either.
And the one before that is Holes Are Bad.
Yes. Yeah.
I beg to differ.
I think in some situations, well, you know, it's
if you're stepping in one, probably
it's a gray area in many cases. Yeah. But
yeah.
A lot of times holes are really great, but other times maybe not so much.
One of the best things about watching Psych is that they've got there is a repeating joke now, where Sean will pronounce something incorrect, and Gus will correct him, and John will just say, "I've heard it both ways." It's the funniest thing, like all the time, because I've heard it both ways.
Well, they do a thing on that episode where they talk about how ghosts don't go through floors, but they go through walls.
Yes,
and they're just like, "Hey, can we get out of the hole by like." Building a floor, you know, they're like, no, it doesn't work that way. When does a floor become a wall? You know, it's like they do a whole bit on that. So,
interesting.
Yeah,
man. All right, well, I will watch it, but I have not watched it.
Holes are the bane of ghosts for that very reason.
She fell into it.
Yeah,
I would think you would be very careful around holes then.
It's flour.
Yeah. So, on my birthday, which is a week ago, recording time.
Oh, I was going to say, where did you guys go for your birthday, your parents take you to birthday lunch? You said it was North.
Yeah, we went to Guad's, a Mexican restaurant.
Is that the one on On Granby Street? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right at Ward's Corner?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good. It was okay. Very good. So, yeah. That's the reason I wasn't able to go with you at the movies.
That's fine.
But
did you have a margarita? Did you have a spicy margarita and make some bad decisions?
I was driving.
Damn it! It was your birthday. You shouldn't have been driving. No. You should have been having spicy margaritas.
We took my new car because I was like, I need to know whether the ports in the back work to charge. Uh-huh. So I was like, we need a reason to get the kids in the back seat so that like they can charge their phones or whatever.
Okay.
So that's the reason we took my car.
Okay.
So on that day, like my family's like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I really just want to be left alone. Please just leave me alone.
You know what? Well, you are very fortunate to have a family that does not listen to you when you want to be left alone. That means they really like you. They want to be around you.
Yeah.
So, I have the same problem, in all honesty. You know what? Yeah.
So my, and it's not true. I mean, I'm joking.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't want them to buy me things. I don't want them to buy me stuff.
Yeah, because they buy you giggles and knickknacks that you don't really need.
They
don't buy you the Blue Beetle Booster Gold Double Funko Pop set that you really want.
Well, they did not. But that's all right. I can buy that stuff for myself if I really want it.
When we went to the ESPA concert movie, my son gets antsy, like, waiting for it to start.
Okay.
And I apologize for interrupting. We'll get back to your story here in a second.
No, it's fine. It's all right.
But she,
it's just my birthday.
Exactly. It can wait. So we got Roland early because he really wanted to get Roland early. He wanted to go to this place called Eagles, which is a Philly cheesesteak place.
Okay.
And it's Eagles. Got it? Eagles? Yeah. Okay.
Do you know instead of Eagles?
Eagles. That's right. Yeah, we got in there and it's like Eagle stuff all over the walls. And I'm not eating, you know, carbohydrates and stuff, so nice peanut butter milk stout.
Not open this.
Not a nitro. I felt the same way in that, yet I did it anyway. But the cheesesteak looked good. So, but we still had like 40 minutes before the movie started, so we went to the mall and we walked around, and I went every place that had Funko Pops looking for that Booster Gold set for you.
Chance.
Yeah, for your birthday. No chance. Yeah. No. Could not find it anywhere.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was like, what a coup if I found that shit, man. I'd be like, holy, here you go, Booster Gold!
No, that's the kind of thing you go into, like, one of those stores, and you're like, do you got the Booster Gold? And he's like, hold on, let me go check the back. And he's like, pulling stuff out.
No, they don't do that with the Funko Pops, man. Those things are worth their weight in gold. No.
Are they, though?
No, they're not. Absolutely not. But you know how they say that the present is really the thought that counts?
Of course.
I wanted you to know.
You were thinking
there
about
was
me.
A thought. Yeah, no, there was a thought. It didn't work out for you.
I appreciate the thought.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because I can buy the deal.
I thought seriously about buying you some bullshit that you didn't really want, but I didn't do it.
No, like, I've talked about this before. Like, I really just want people to, like, spend some time, hang out, we'll do some stuff. And if there's something, like, if something comes to your mind that you think I'd like that I wouldn't buy for myself, go for it.
Like a Spider-Man pipe glass.
Exactly. Like my son, for my birthday, he bought me a new car holder for my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got a new car. So he's like, you need a new phone holder.
Yeah.
I'm like, perfect. My daughter, what do you think my daughter, my 17-year-old daughter, soon to be 17-year-old, bought me for my birthday?
A frame.
It still has not come yet.
A framed picture of Paul Dano.
No. No.
She knows you're a fan, too. I mean, come on, man.
She bought me the 3-DVD set of Future Man.
Are we sure that wasn't a little bit for her, too?
I think it's mostly for her. But I was like, I can't wait. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I can't wait to sit here and watch every single episode with you. And she's like, we cannot watch every Oh, okay. You can watch those episodes with Mom. I cannot watch those episodes with Mom.
Those sexy episodes.
Yes. So.
What else would you put in your rat hole?
Yes. Like the first episode is centered around him getting caught masturbating while he's playing a video game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To her, to the.
Yeah. To completion.
Yeah.
It's to completion in that episode. I'm like, I don't know how to deal with this with my daughter. Yeah. So, but otherwise we sat and I'd said, Each of the children, you pick one thing that you want to watch, and we'll watch it. And so, of course, Finn picked Star Wars Clone Wars. Uh-huh. And so we watched an episode of that.
This was on your birthday.
On my birthday, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I just want to spend time. And so my daughter picked...
And you guys were going to go to the movies, though, too, right?
We were planning on it, but, it, you know...
You didn't end up going? Okay. Because so you still really haven't seen Ghostbusters.
Yeah, because nobody wants to watch the things that I... Like, I'm saying, let's go see the Ungentlemanly Warfare thing. And everybody's like, nah, I'm not really into it. I'm like...
Who cares what you're not into? It's my birthday, man.
I just want a monster movie. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
So we did not go to a movie. But we watched, my daughter picked Community. Uh-huh. Because apparently there's the episode of the D&D Advanced Dungeons.
Yeah, yeah. Dragons. It's been all over the YouTube. Like, yeah, this is the greatest episode of Community or something.
It's not the greatest, but it's pretty funny. And it's, the problem is that it's been taken off because Chang does blackface in it. Which is not really blackface. Like, he's playing an elf. He's like a dark elf. So I was like...
I took it off the air for that?
So...
Oh, my God. You know what? This I'm offended by some ridiculous bullshit stuff. I cannot believe it.
Well, they put it back on, and I was like... And it's, you know, the whole episode's about, like, a guy who they're calling, like, Fat Frank or something. I don't know.
So they're fat shaming him.
They're fat shaming a guy, but he's like, they think he's about to kill himself. So they're like, we know he's into D&D, so let's arrange a D&D game.
Right.
And of course, they don't invite Pierce because Pierce is a douche
jackass,
nozzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Pierce finds out and comes in and takes over the thing.
Okay.
And, you know, Chang's sitting there dressed as a dark elf. Like, he gets killed immediately. So right. He has to leave. Like, he's gone. And the whole show, it's got one of the funniest scenes because Annie has to explain how she's going to, she's playing this guy like Jeremy the Well-Endowed.
Right.
Or whatever his character, or like the character name is. And so she has to explain how she's going to bed this girl at the thing. And it's all silent. It's got like music, and she's just doing hand signals and like, and it's super funny. So we watched that, and then we decided we were going to watch Terminator.
The original Terminator. Man, hopefully it didn't freeze at the climactic moment.
No, it was streaming, so
okay.
We watched that, and my Verity's like, I don't know anything about this movie. I was like, perfect. Great.
Wow.
Terminator.
What'd she think?
She said, it's the greatest romance ever.
She remembers that, or did you bring that up?
No, I didn't even bring it up. The romance in that movie is so... Like, you might as well say Matrix is a romance movie.
Yeah, no, it's a different point in Matrix, but...
It's a different point.
Yeah.
Oh, action romances. So we watched that. And then that got her all tied up in, like, watching romances.
Right.
Because I was like, we get to watch romances.
Wait a second.
So the next night we watched Notting Hill.
That's right. You mentioned watching Notting Hill.
Notting Hill is a fantastic movie.
Hey.
You love Terminator,
yes.
Then, huh?
You like Terminator? Mr. Andy says it's the greatest action romance ever.
Did I put it as number one?
I think you put it up high.
It was pretty high, yeah.
Wherever it was on your list, it's bullshit.
I don't think it's something that I'm going to like actively seek out watching again, but it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
It's a very good movie.
It's ideal. It's just not a romance.
Well, no, it's not a romance, but there's romance in it. You act like there wasn't a love story involved in all this.
They knew each other for 36 hours.
He knew her for much longer than that.
He knew a picture of her for a long time.
He knew her by the story.
That's a stalkerish behavior.
He knew her by the story.
Send me back in time. I love your mom.
Her father. Her father.
Isn't that what the song Stacy's Mom is about?
Yeah, yeah. Stacy's Mom.
But Verity, talk about Notting Hill.
She's hot.
Verity's favorite character in Notting Hill? The roommate.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
It's always the roommate.
With the stinky feet and the, like, the stupid t-shirts and going out and flexing.
As long as you have realistic expectations of men, then you're good to go.
The t-shirts got a laugh out of me.
I don't know. Have you ever
They're
seen
not,
Notting Hill?
No, I've never watched Notting
Hill.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Notting Hill is a fantastic
twice.
Movie.
Oh, my
goodness. And I watched The Notebook the other day and didn't cry at all.
Yeah.
Well, of course not.
Notting
Notebook
Hill.
Is ridiculously melodramatic, so.
Listen, if
never,
you...
Never seen it.
We know. We know.
I like
know.
To judge things I've not seen, so that's just me.
You're a hater at heart.
I am. I do. I have a lot of that
I find
going
a
on.
YouTube channel that hates things and not...
And I watch it. All of it.
I hate watch these.
Yeah.
No, I think you would really like Notting Hill. It is legitimately one of the better. And it's got, you know, handsome as all, like, charming motherfucker Hugh Grant.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy, he knows how to, like, woo a woman.
He's modest
by being
and
awkward.
Seems a little scared at all times.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. By being awkward. He's charmingly awkward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's his
hallmark. And the fact that he's, like, gorgeous... Doesn't hurt. Like, if he looked like a troll, like...
He's okay, man. He's no Carl Urban. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's not be ridiculous.
With very few exceptions.
Most people are
most
not
people
Carl
are
Urban.
Not Carl
yeah.
Urban.
Paul Dano, maybe. The beautiful...
Wish I got
yeah, David Dalmatian.
Yeah.
Dismantle. Dismounting.
Dismashian.
David Dismounting.
Dismounting it.
I hear he's a superhero. So we watched Notting Hill, and then she's like, oh, let's keep this, like...
Party going.
Let's keep this party going, and we watch Must Love Dogs, which is horrible.
It's
a bad movie.
It's a deeply, deeply mediocre
Is that
movie.
The Jadine Garofalo film?
No. Okay. This is,
Kate Moss.
Oh, Lord. What's the guy's name? IMDb. Hold on. IMDb
John
to
Cusack.
The rescue. John Cusack.
Oh, John Cusack.
And Diane Lane.
Diane Lane?
Yeah, and I mean, to their benefit, it's like, we're going to do this age-appropriate love story where they're both in, like, their early 40s, and they're just... flawed human beings, and they're, like, getting together. But he was a bit of a jackass. He had a great jacket, though.
Oh, right.
Man, he looked like he was about to shoot up a school.
You know,
but it was a fantastic outfit.
You know, that's what ladies love, is a
they
fantastic
do love a good
jacket. Man.
I gotta
yeah.
show my dad... I had the chance to show my dad the one Smiling Friends bit with the "How do I look yellow, man?"
Yeah, no. He doesn't know what that is. What are we doing?
Isn't that from Sin City?
It might be from Sin City. So we watched Must Love Dogs, and I was super disappointed by that. And then last night, my son and I were like, hey, let's go and play pool. Because they've got the Monday night pool special and like
and
$5,
Masters, right?
Yeah, $5 burgers, $5 pool for as long as you want. So we go over there and we're like, we go in and they're like, it's like an hour wait for a table. And we're like, what? Like, aren't there like 700 tables in this place? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And they said, no, like it's an hour or so. So we get online. We're like, what's on movies? So I'm looking at Cinema Cafe. He's looking at other theaters. And he says, and this is like 6:50 it.
Okay.
He says, how long would it take us to get to such and such a movie theater?
Right.
I was like, probably about 10 minutes. He's like, great. This movie's starting at 7 o'clock. It's Alien. They're putting it up. And I was like, I think we can make it.
Yeah.
So we drove over there. We watched Alien. That movie is so fantastic.
It is.
Man,
it's so great. I watched.
I'm surprised
it during-
you didn't go today.
I had other stuff to do. I spent like an hour and a half freaking out over The Raven.
Yeah. She had Edgar Allan Poe homework.
My brain doesn't comprehend older English the way that it should.
Such a great poem, though. Such a fantastic poem.
Yeah, it's just how long is it? It's like 2 pages.
Yeah. It's like 15 stanzas as long. It's like nothing. And it's like.
And most of them are the chorus.
Yeah. Nevermore.
Quote The Raven, nevermore.
So,
well, they were watching Alien. Man, my mom watched The Notebook, and both of us came away from that movie going, it was sad, but it wasn't that good.
Yeah, it wasn't sad like Notting Hill.
Yeah.
Notting Hill wasn't sad. I just get emotionally good movies.
Yeah. Notting Hill's a good movie. Like,
yeah.
You know how I said that
I cry every time Dredd gets shot. I do. I just like, oh my God, Dredd! Someone save him!
And that's the Sylvester Stallone version.
No. Please don't do that to me.
All right, I'm going to go watch my movie.
All right.
Okay. So, Alien had an interview with, what's the guy's name who directed it?
Yaphet Kotto.
I'm sorry, what?
No, he was just in it.
Who's Yaphet Kotto?
Yeah, and he was the black guy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. You don't know Yaphet Kotto?
He was complaining.
Yeah. He's good at that.
We need to get some
him and Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah,
man.
Down there like complaining.
They're
about,
like they're like a duel. They're like
how do you sign up for that?
They're
trip?
Like a dynamic like, duo.
They get a share to share.
Yeah,
like, they get half a share each, and they knew that going in. Like, why are you?
Well,
complaining
you don't know how
afterwards?
Much you don't know how much a share is, man.
Of course, I mean, but yeah. Everybody else on the trip was getting a single share each. And so that's what they were complaining about at the beginning. They're like, hey, we got to talk about this reimbursement thing. Like, each of us deserves our own share.
Yeah, yeah. And, not just a half share.
And, you know, she's like, you're going to get what you contracted for.
Right. You know. I don't necessarily think they got a bad position to argue when you have to go out of your way to, like, rescue another ship.
No, they were making that argument before they had to move, like, leave.
Okay.
They were making the argument that they needed to, like, get paid better before they even knew that they had to go and...
find the Nostradamus or whatever it is.
No, they were the Nostromo.
They were in the Nostromo. What was the ship they were supposed to go?
It was unnamed.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just unnamed. And it was an alien ship. Like, it was, like, it had the big alien sitting in the, looked like a gun turret thing. But it was a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
But before that, they had the director of the most recent Alien movie that's coming out.
Yeah, yeah, Romulus.
Alien Romulus.
Yeah.
Sitting down with Francis Scott Key or whatever the guy's director of the...
Ridley Scott.
That's right. That's what I said. I've heard it said both ways.
I've heard it said both ways. That's true.
So, I mean, they had like a 10-minute interview and like... He was talking about some of the choices that he made about how when they had it was all practical effects. So they had like the model of the ship and they couldn't film it in a way that made it big. Like they couldn't like the crashed one that was on the planet. And so what they did is they filmed it in 16mm and then showed it on a TV and they recorded the TV. And that's what gave it the sense of scale. Like, you know, and they...
Didn't it look like they were looking at it through instruments or something?
Yeah, because that was it was all the guy in the ship looking at the screens to see it. But they also had, like, the full-scale model where the actors had to climb into it was only about half as big as they needed it to. So they got Ridley Scott's kids in the costumes to climb up on the rocks to get into it. And he's like, that's what made it look bigger.
Yeah.
My kids were this tall. Like, the actors are this tall.
Right.
So, of course, we're going to do that. So, it was interesting. It was fun stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I saw it during COVID because that was the only thing that was playing. I was like, this is a fantastic film.
It is a
And seeing it on the big screen is
still
totally
has
worth
one
it.
Of the best jump scares.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's a fantastic film. Although, if I went into space, I would not wear that underwear.
Well, you're not her either.
I know, but I mean, come on, man, you need a little bit more coverage. Come on.
The whole time they're waking up and I'm like, listen, you could be in sleep, but your body still atrophies. Like they should at least have you hooked up to a machine that's working out your legs and your arms just to do something.
Just like it, you do it Bruce Lee style. It's all like electrical. Like,
it's just
shocking you the whole time. And then you wake up with brain damage, and you're just like, and they're like, oh, I guess you don't get your share.
Nobody gets a share.
Yeah, nicely done. How come nobody's figured this out yet? You know?
Yeah. But, I would love to have gone back in time and seen that in the theater at the time. Because when it came out, I was like 6 or 7 years old. And I remember, like... I remember watching from behind a couch when someone
told this story before.
Someone had been watching it on the TV, and I was so scared. I was watching it behind the couch.
Yeah,
and man, I just like being part of that at the beginning would have been so fantastic.
Yeah,
man. But even still, like aside from a little bit of a Spaceballs feel to the spaceships, the whole thing held up really well.
Well, I kind of like the concept of some movies where...
Titso Schnein, bro.
There you go. Nice. Classic, really.
Classic.
Where the space travel is a little bit more...
realistic?
Yeah, not so high tech. Like, yeah. you still got to watch out for your oxygen, your food source, your whatever. You like,
yeah.
like, you can't just stop off on any planet. I mean, you're going to run out of oxygen and fuel. I mean, yeah. you can't do it. But I kind of like that. Closed quarters, smaller spaces. I mean, yeah. you got to save the weight, all that kind of stuff. I would love to see a little bit more of that. You just don't really get that anymore.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, like...
You know where you got that?
Star Trek Enterprise.
Underwater.
Oh, sorry.
Remember that film?
I was wrong.
No, you weren't. You were less right.
I was less right. Man, I really needed something to eat. What am I doing?
Yeah, how are you not getting that right? That's your line. That's your thing.
It's my thing. That might be the only time I've ever said that on the podcast.
It's kind of your thing. Can you save that and we can play that at the end of every episode?
Oh, it's deleted.
Oh my god, I was afraid that would happen.
We gotta record this whole episode. Get another beer.
It's not gonna happen that way again. That was purely spontaneous.
Man. So you watched a bunch of K-dramas,
yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I watched rom-coms and, you know,
you
Aliens.
Had a much, you had a much more lively viewing experience than I did. I'm jealous that you went to see... Alien.
Yeah, it's still showing. Like I think it's every night this week, at Columbus.
Okay.
And we showed up like
seconds before it started.
No. We got there like the show officially was supposed to start at 7:00.
Mm-hmm.
We got there about 7:15. Rolled in, bought the tickets, and Finn's like, "Do you want any snacks?" And I'm like, "No, I don't want any popcorn or anything." So I'm like, "I'm gonna go in."
You know, I hate popcorn.
Yeah, I'm gonna go into the theater, and I went into theater. They were still showing like, you know, prequel stuff. Like it wasn't even to the interview stuff yet. So anyway, all right, hold on. I need a moment of truth.
Okay.
A moment of silence, I should say. All right, so we're back from our moment of silence. I forgot the other thing.
Okay.
All right, so I did watch some Psych, as mm-hmm. you probably guessed.
I think you actually mentioned it, so yeah.
And
I've heard it both ways, though.
Yes, I've heard it both ways. CK. And in this, like, the end of the third season, the start of the fourth season, they're making fun of The Mentalist.
All right.
But they start to imitate it a bit.
Okay.
Like, that's the problem. Like, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Right.
Because up till the end of the third season, it's all, like... Mystery of the week.
Right.
That's it.
But this is when they introduce a longer story arc. Yeah.
And it's the nemesis. It's like the Red John. And that's the feeling I get. Like it's like the last episode of season 3 is like a serious episode where Sean is being challenged by the Yin and Yang Killer or something like this.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember the Yin and Yang Killer. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm like...
I remember the actor that played it.
Yeah, Ali Sheedy.
That's right. I was actually thinking of... There's another like, serial killer that shows up later on, I think.
Oh, all right.
I'm thinking of, yeah, a male character.
Mmm.
But...
Well, I was, like, watching it, and they had made a joke about The Mentalist. I'm like, this has a very Mentalist feel to it. Like, it's more serious bend, and it's like...
Right. They're mixing that in a little bit, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't like it. Like, stay with the prophet. Stay with the jokey. Like, it's fine. Yeah. Like, know your lane, buddy. It's okay. So, we'll see how that all plays out. I'm into season 4 now. So, but let's see. If I'm ranking the things that I've watched this week, obviously, you could flip a coin between Terminator and Alien. Like, both of those are all-time classics.
Mm-hmm.
Then Notting Hill. Then Psych. Then Must Love Dogs. or maybe I'll put Community, Star Wars, Clone Wars, and then Must Love Dogs.
Yeah. All the way at the bottom. There you go.
Maybe that's what we should do. We should start ranking the things we've watched each
Yeah.
week.
I will say this. After watching the aespa concert video... I'm very tempted to go watch some the videos again. I mean, they're catchy tunes.
Sure, yeah.
They're poppy, catchy. tunes and you know, cool little dance film.
I feel like my nose is running.
No.
My nose running?
Not that I've noticed.
Okay.
It's not running on me, so that's all I care about.
We'll go catch it.
That's right. So, you know, when the movie comes to its climax, all over me.
Ba-dum-tsh. Lord. The ESPA climax.
The ESPA climax, all over me.
Yeah.
No, that was me, all over the ESPA, but...
The Godzilla... Kong.
Godzilla.
Climax.
Times
Colon
Kong.
Climax.
Yeah. I'm still saying the X. I'm saying it all the time.
You should not.
Yeah, yeah.
You should have the T's in there, though. Godzilla... But,
I'm really enjoying this K-drama called What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. It's a long-form sort of love story, except that it's a guy, it's a boss and his secretary. She's been with him for 9 years. There's never been anything weird going on, and then she decides that she's worked for him long enough to pay off her debts. Now she's going to quit because she wants to have a family. And he's discovered that, I mean, for 9 years, she's catered to him. She's done everything.
Yes.
Like, he could call her in the middle of the night, and she appears.
And now he loves her.
And here's the thing that there's. I tell you, they mix this deeper, kind of darker shit. When he was a kid, he was kidnapped, and he has these hang-ups about this woman who had kidnapped him.
Okay.
And so he can't, like, interact with women.
I have zero idea where this is going.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this could be, like, Batman's backstory, or it could just be, like, I don't like being, left.
Well, I think he's discovered after 9 years that she's the only one that he trusts, because he can't trust women because he has these hang-ups. And so at first he just doesn't want her to leave, but then he's starting to realize that he has feelings for her. But as I'm watching this, I'm thinking, in American culture, this would be the creepiest fucking thing ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
This is so completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
Now, the only
Maggie Gyllenhaal had a movie about this.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The saving grace is they're both beautiful.
Of course. Yeah.
You're like, okay,
I can forgive a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So you're right. They're, you know, they talk about various types of privilege. Attractive privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's at the top of the heap.
Yeah, good-looking people.
Money at the top.
Yeah.
Attractive right below it.
I'm glad I don't have that privilege.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not good-looking.
It's across the bear, I will say.
I've heard about your hair. I've heard about people reacting to your beautiful curly hair. There you go.
No, it's funny. It's like... all right, so is that that's your
it
top
is,
of the heat?
It is thick and lovely. I love the gray highlights, though.
I do like them.
Yeah. They give it a little glint,
a little sheen.
I had
not thought about growing my hair back, honestly. Like, it had not even crossed my mind until I watched...
Jackass.
No.
24.
No, what is the... what's the guy from the director
who
of
wants to be a millionaire?
Thor? The director of Thor.
Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi. I saw him.
My best friend Tika.
In that pirate show that he was in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Our Flag Means Death.
Our Flag Means Death. And he had this gorgeous, graying
Because he's Blackbeard, right?
Yeah, he plays Blackbeard. And I'm like, man, I could have that hair. Like, that is the hair I could have. And so now I'm growing it out to have that hair.
Your wife is going to hate you.
She already does. You're talking about future tense. Come on. See, my wife puts up with me.
That's
at
the purpose.
Best.
That's the purpose of wives.
That's
what they're there for.
Listen, we're 20 years in.
That's right. 20? You lucky bastard.
Let's see. We are coming up on 25. This will be the 25th. Man, what do you get for 25? What is the 25th anniversary?
Lead.
Let's see. 25th anniversary gift.
It's kind of a mixture between lead and the bone structure of your brain pan.
Yeah. Apparently the 25th is the silver anniversary.
Wow, man, that's big. Silver is big.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not as big as gold.
Or platinum. So you.
Or unobtainium.
I forgot about the unobtainium anniversary. But if you consider all of the precious metals... You're getting towards the top of the heap there at silver, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, 25th. I wonder what the 26th is. Let's see what the 26th is. What tops silver?
It's like, fuck off.
Jade.
Jade, okay.
Jade is the 26th.
I don't know. I don't know the jade top silver. I don't want to see. Maybe there's less jade in the world than there is silver.
Yeah. The 27th anniversary is sculpture.
No.
Yeah.
That's like multiverses.
Unlike a lot of the other marriage milestones, the 27th anniversary does not have a traditional gifting theme associated with it.
Because so few people ever make it this far, yeah.
However, it does have a modern theme, sculptures, which you can draw inspiration from to find a gift for your other half. Would you buy your other half? Well, you do. That's just Lego.
Yeah, I know. Come on. I buy my wife Legos all the time.
Yeah. You are perpetually in the 27th year.
Are we in our 20th? We are. I think we are in our 27th year. Maybe 28th. Maybe 40th. I can never remember.
Depends on which universe you're living in at the point. No, I got to find something silver. Jeez.
No, we're getting closing in on 30.
Are you?
Yeah, pretty sure. Mm.
My 30th anniversary is going to be very special. I've got to do something big for that.
Why?
Because it's all prime numbers, except for the 30th.
What are we talking about here? What's all prime numbers?
It'll be 11, 13, 29.
What will be?
Our anniversary will be November 13th, 2029.
Oh, okay.
That'll be our 30th anniversary.
Okay, okay.
And it's all prime numbers.
Like, what the hell are you talking about, all prime numbers?
I'm weird like this. Like, I make a big deal about all the prime numbers. If all of them line up to be a prime number, then it's a big deal for me.
And so they're all prime numbers except for one? Or they
except for 30.
Because it's the 30th anniversary.
Yeah. But 11 is a prime number, 13 is a prime number, and 29 is a prime number.
Oh, man, if only you could have, like, not gotten married for one more year or something like that.
No, that wasn't happening.
But then that would have messed something else up.
I couldn't hold off on having sex that long.
Yeah. And you didn't.
No, I did not. All right, Jesus. This devolved so fast.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, that's why it's...
Just for that, we need this one.
Oh, my God, fucking wrap it up!
That's why it's so important that we have dry May. Yeah, yeah. Nerd.
Nerds.
Nerd. Got the shit wired, man.
I do got the
driving,
shit wired.
Dry May is going to be so dry.
Yeah.
It's going to be so tame compared to this.
Yeah. I think we can have a good time without drinking, though.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to see if we can.
We'll definitely.
If we can't, we'll be like Fun Bobby.
No, I mean, we might throw in the towel. Like,
might say.
I mean, you know what? We've switched off.
Like. This is dull. I'm going to bring in some sake next week. I'm going to be Fun Andy.
I can make exceptions.
But you cannot.
Yeah,
you can't.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I can totally make exceptions if I make them now.
Okay.
Like, if it's in the middle of the month and I'm like, yeah, I'm switching up the rules, then it makes me feel weird.
Right.
But if I'm like, yeah, you know, if I'm out of town, I'll be able to, like, just for convenience sake, I'll be able to stop at a McDonald's or a Burger King. Burger King, more than likely. You know, something just like that.
Yep. Those are the choices.
But if I'm like... Yeah, you know, it got to May 14th, and I was kind of, like, bored with this whole thing.
Want some alcohol.
Yeah, I was bored.
Yeah.
So
what's the rule? If the podcast turns into bullshit, then we can have some...
Maybe that's what we have. In a box, break in emergency.
Yeah. Break if the podcast becomes bullshit.
And it's just a nibs.
We wish we could find a nibs.
Man, maybe we should go and
we would make
like,
up emergencies.
Can you just make one can of, like, nibs?
We would be coming up with emergencies. We gotta bring this. We gotta have those nibs.
Yeah. I stubbed my toe.
That's emergency.
We had a pause in the conversation.
I can't have the show because I stubbed my toe. I needed nibs. Nobody's buying that shit.
No one's buying any of that shit. All right, well.
The dame has spoken.
Oh, my God. Nerd. Wrap it up.
Yes, the dame has spoken a couple of times. She cursed once. Yeah.
Well, that's just to show she's serious.
Yeah, she really means
that. She is serious.
She does mean business. All right, well, anyway, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I've been Doink.
And I have been DaDoink.
Da-doink.
Welcome to the doink.
Is that your feces? Do you have a dog?